Introduction, Grand Master Julie Scott, SRC.
The first piece of writing of the modern Rosicrucian order is the Fama Fraternitatis, published in 1614, which tells the story of Brother C.R.C., who undertook an international initiatic journey, gathering knowledge from many sources, and founded the order when he returned home to Germany. Towards the end of the Fama, the anonymous authors wrote, "So, according to the will and meaning of Frater C.R.C., we, his brethren, request again all the learned in Europe who shall read this our Famam and Confessionem, that it would please them with good deliberation to ponder this our offer, and to examine most nearly and most sharply their arts, and behold the present time with all diligence, and to declare their mind either communicato concilio, common conclusion, or singulatum, independent, by print." While declaring themselves open to differences of opinion, the founders of the Rosicrucian order also gave the written word the utmost importance. In the 400 years since, little has changed. Rosicrucians meet and talk and meditate, and always come back to reading the gathered wisdom of the ages. In this issue of the Rosicrucian Digest, we celebrate modern Rosicrucian writers, carrying on the long tradition the Fama authors made so important. The first article, entitled The Rosicrucian Spiritual Tradition in a Modern World, was written by Imperator Claudio Mazzucco. Calling on what he has learned in his decades of membership in the order, the Imperator looks back through the history of the order to present a study on the importance of education. The Law of Assumption, the second article, by AMARC co-founder and imperator H. Spencer Lewis, is an exploration of the Rosicrucian principles of assumption. Rosicrucians have always believed in the power of certain visualization techniques, which the first imperator of AMARC examines in detail here. A person's mission in life can be explained as a struggle between our obligations and our ideals. In the third article, Our Mission in Life, former Imperator Ralph M. Lewis provides a guideline for navigating the choice that can help lead us to our purpose. In the fourth article, The Influence of the News, Frater Christian Bernard, the most recent former imperator of the order, gives some strategies for constructively analyzing current events. Being a mystic amidst so much sensational pessimism in the daily news cycle is challenging, but the former imperator helps provide a healthier perspective on it. In the fifth article, The Oracles of Delphi, I present the priestesses of ancient Greece who served in the Temple of Apollo at Delphi. These prophetesses were able to see beyond the usual limits of time and space. No important decision was made in Greece without first consulting the oracle. For Rosicrucians, the soul is something to be nurtured, and to do so requires a greater understanding of its nature, which longtime Rosicrucian Lonnie C. Edwards, M.D., addresses in the sixth article, entitled Commitment to the Soul. People are truly dedicated to the soul's purpose whenever operating within certain cosmic and universal laws explored by this popular Rosicrucian author. Longtime Rosicrucian class master and RCUI instructor Edward Lee wrote the book from which the seventh article, entitled Problem Solving, is taken. Frater Lee discovered in the questions he fielded from members over the decades answers that were practical for more than just students of mysticism. The eighth article by Frater Lee Irwin, Ph.D., a scholar of esotericism and transpersonal experience, goes beyond dream interpretation to explore how dreams evolve over time. Nicholas Roerich was a world-renowned early 20th century artist, author, and friend of the early Rosicrucian order, who had a particular interest in the spiritual lives of the people of the Himalayas. The ninth article is an excerpt from his book, Shambhala the Resplendent, which is an exploration of the mythical Buddhist kingdom that inspired the idea of Shangri-La. The tenth article was written by Elbert Hubbard, a member of the First Supreme Council of Amwork, who was aboard the ill-fated Lusitania at its sinking. In Kindergarten of God, Hubbard writes an open letter to the world, expressing how he thinks we can all best get along. The celebrated late 19th century British author Marie Corelli wrote our 11th article, a short story called Lead, Kindly Light. Her many popular stories explored a variety of themes, and this one is among her most mystical, telling the tale of a scientist struggling with his spirituality. Alchemy has always been a topic of interest to Rosicrucians, and noted alchemist Frater Dennis William Hauck, Ph.D., wrote our 12th article on this subject, in which he pays particular attention to the Azoth of the philosopher's mandala. We close this issue with a pair of poems from Ella Wheeler Wilcox, entitled, Which Are You? And Solitude. An early member of the Supreme Council of Amwork, she is perhaps best known for the line, Laugh and the world laughs with you. Weep and you weep alone. We hope this variety of Rosicrucian perspectives put into writing inspire you in your studies. And if you are so inclined, we encourage you to write and share some of the insights you have gained through your experience as a Rosicrucian.